Meister Shani Perek Dalad Mishnah Yud Hamoitzi Kli V'Chasav Alav Carbon. If one finds a vessel and the word carbon is written on it, Rabbi Yehuda Omer Ha'yishel Cheres, if it's pottery, earthenware, Hu Chulin U'Masha B'Soichet Carbon. So we can assume that the actual vessel is Chulin, and that which is inside of it is a carbon. It doesn't lav dafka that it means a carbon, the Rav explains. Rather, it just means that he gave what's inside of it to the Bedek Abayis. So we assume that that which is inside of it is to the Bedek Abayis, but people don't normally give a Kli Cheres to the Bedek Abayis. It's not really so kavadik, I guess. So that's why you assume that the actual pitcher is not meant for the Bedek Abayis. Vimha Yishal Matechas, however, if it was some type of metal, Hu Carbon U'Masha B'Soichi Chulun. So now metal, we assume that the actual vessel was made out of one of the metals, gold, copper, silver, I guess any other metals. So we assume that that's for the Bedek Abayis. But what's inside of it, if one is already giving one of these types of kelim to the Bedek Abayis, we don't assume that they're also giving what's inside of it to the Bedek Abayis. And probably what's inside of it is chulin. Amrulo, so the Chum said to Rabbi Yehuda, Ein derech b'nei adam liyos kainzin chulin l'karbon. It's not the derech of bnei adam to take something that's going to be a carbon, which means that they're going to have something given to the Bedek Abayis, this kli, and put inside of this kli that's going to be brought to the Bedek Abayis some type of chulin that's not going to be given over to Hekdesh. Because once something's designated to the Bedek Abayis, they wouldn't put other things inside of it. However, the Rav explains they do agree with Rabbi Yehuda when the vessel outside is cheres. They believe that there can be a difference that the vessel itself is not meant for the Bedek Abayis and what's inside of it is. But vice versa, you don't say, like the case of Mateches. And the Rav says the halacha is like the Chachamim.